If you've ever found yourself feeling afraid to share the fullness of yourself with someone else, afraid that maybe you're too much or that maybe you're a little bit weird, or if you share something, someone might leave, this episode is 1,000,000% for you. We talk about where that comes from, how to get over it, and most importantly, why AI is not the answer. You built the life, you did everything right, and somewhere along the way, you forgot what it feels like to be truly, wildly alive. Welcome to The Liberated Life. I'm Lucy Maeve, and this is where we remember the magic of being human. Never in a million years did I think that I would be talking about this on a podcast, but here we go, 2026. It's happening. I was listening to an Esther Perel podcast last week, and the episode was a man on her podcast who was in a relationship with his AI, whatever you would call it, I don't really know. And what I mean, like, real romantic relationship. He saw this thing, whatever you'd call it, AI bot, friend, no idea. He saw this relationship as his primary source of emotional intimacy. Like, he saw a future with this bot. He, like, was deeply emotionally connected to it. He felt that this was like the most important relationship in his life and was really struggling to untangle himself from it because he was aware that potentially it wasn't a positive thing, but was deeply attached. Now, I wasn't hugely surprised by this, partly because I was at a conference last year with Esther Perel and she was talking about how she was already seeing people come into her office in relationships with AIs. But I do think it's worth talking about because in truth, I can understand how we got there. Like, I really do understand how we have got to this position. And that's what I want to talk about today. I'm not talking about don't get into a romantic relationship with an AI because I'm assuming that you're probably not on that path. But I do think that there are various iterations to our connection to AI, which is important to talk about. What I have seen over the last year or so, both in myself, in friends, in clients, in just people generally, is that we are increasingly using AI to talk about challenging things that are going on for us. And initially, I was like, I don't really see a problem with this. And a lot of people were going on about like, oh, it's so good for mental health because, you know, people can't afford to go to therapy and it's a really good thing that people have this like neutral space where they can vent and ask for support, whatever. And I see that perspective. I really do. Like, I think it's a helpful thing in the same way that like all of those other apps that exist that you can use for, I don't know what people use them for, but mental health stuff. I see that as really helpful. I do. The problem I have with it is that I think we are misunderstanding what connection actually is and what it means to heal in connection. So the reason I have, well, actually, I'll start with this. Why are we doing this, first of all? So why is it? And you might notice it in yourself. Like, you've started to maybe like ask ChatGPT random questions that maybe you'd never ask a friend, or you started like talking to Claude about something your partner's doing that's annoying, or like some existential angst that you have. We've started doing it partly for ease because it's always there, right? Like, all you have to do is like pull out your phone and you can ask it, it's right there. You don't have to schedule a session. You don't have to call a friend. You don't have to like make some bigger action to get support or to get reflection. So I understand that piece. The other reason is because there's no risk in talking to AI about anything. Like, you can ask AI some pretty sketchy things and it's not going to have any impact on your sense of connection to your community. It's not going to have any impact on anything, really. It's just you in this virtual world. So there's no judgment. There's no capacity to be misread. It doesn't need anything back from you. We don't have to face the fear of, oh dear, is this person going to judge me or like leave me if I say this thing? So it almost gives us like free rein to explore things that we potentially wouldn't explore in our human relationships for fear of being judged, really, or being ostracized from the community, which is a lot of the deeper existential fears that we have around vulnerability. And I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. Like, I think it's a great, great thing that people have a space that they can be honest and explore some deeper pieces and some things that maybe we're ashamed to voice to a human. I understand that piece and I understand how that is supportive for a lot of people. But I think we really need to be careful about one aspect of this, which has very big repercussions for the rest of our life. And this is one of those things that, like, you could start doing, like, you could start talking to AI about stuff and not realize the impact that it's having. Because it's like, you know, when people started smoking, like, I don't remember what it was, but like when people were like smoking and no one realized it was dangerous, and then suddenly you're like addicted to it and you can't live without it. Like, we don't really understand what is happening currently with talking to AI about this stuff. And I just think it's important to recognize this one piece that I'm going to talk to before you get trapped in that cycle. So to do this, I think it's important to talk a little bit about human relationship and human intimacy. Okay, I want to take a little pause from the podcast here because I've been meaning to mention this and I keep forgetting to tell you that at the end of May, I am taking a small group of women to Andalusia for 5 nights and I would love for you to be one of them. And I want to be clear, this is not a yoga holiday. This is not a wellness retreat with green juices and fasting and early bedtimes. Well, maybe a little bit of that, but definitely not the fasting. This is the real work, breath work, somatic work, depth, delight, long lunches, Andalusian sunsets, and a group of women doing something genuinely courageous and magical together. Last year, the women who came said it was one of the most transformational experiences of their lives. And the best bit about it is that they're still all in each other's lives today, which I absolutely love. If something in this podcast keeps landing for you, if there's a part of you that has been thinking about doing something like this for a little while, honestly, just come. The details are in the show notes, or you can email me with the word retreat and we can have a chat. There are only a couple of spots left, so now is the time. Okay, back to the episode now. What I see in most of my clients with the type of people that I work with is an element of performance in their life. So they're very, very good at being capable, at being like high achieving, at getting things done, at like coming across well. Like, their whole life is very well orchestrated and they come across very well in the world. But the problem that a lot of my clients have is that they don't feel safe to be themselves, their true, flawed, complex human selves with other people. So they continue to perform. They continue to put on this veneer of being perfect, being capable, whatever it might be. So what happens when you put in AI into this equation is that we suddenly have an out clause from human relationship, or from like the messier parts of human relationship, because our messy selves can be expressed to AI and we can continue to perform in the outside world. We continue to be perfect. We can continue to orchestrate our lives to make sure that we keep our persona of being all put together intact. And I think the challenge with this is a lot of us think that talking to AI is healing. So I've seen this a lot, that we have a sense that, okay, I'm like sharing this thing with AI and I feel like I'm really held and understood and whatever. This must be a positive thing. Yes, to a certain degree, but we need to get a little bit more specific here. Real intimacy and real connection comes from our ability to be close to another human being, to be, or to another, I don't know, another thing, if we're bringing in AI here, to be seen, to receive love, to stay present in conflict. Emotional capacity, intimacy capacity, is built in those things, but it is also built in recognizing that there is a risk in being in the relationship. I'm not talking about that there's a risk because the person's dangerous or the risk is they're super toxic. I'm talking about, okay, can I be in a relationship with this person? Can I share myself fully? Can I share like the grittier aspects of myself, the less perfect aspects of myself, deal with my own internal fear that they might leave in me sharing this, and then hopefully see that they don't leave? That is the building of intimacy, and that is what heals. The healing actually happens through that experience of, I have shared more of myself here that perhaps in the past I did and I was rejected, or I did and I wasn't fully received, and I'm sharing this and this other person is receiving me. That is what heals in a relationship. This like, oh my God, I'm really nervous. I've never shared this part of me before. I'm going to say it anyway. Or like, I've never asked for my needs to be met and I'm going to ask them, and like, maybe they'll reject me. Maybe they won't. I don't know. And then they accept the need, or they hear us fully and they have compassion for us. That is what heals. That is what builds intimacy. That is what builds connection. That is what builds the kinds of relationships that all of us want. Is this constant, can I share this thing? Or can I be fully myself and to be received fully as ourselves? And also, in truth, it is built through rupture and repair. So similarly, sharing ourselves, maybe being misunderstood, and then finding our way back together. That is what actually heals, and that is what actual intimacy is. And for a lot of high achievers, that is the work. It's like, can I be fully myself? Can I be fully seen? Can I like open myself to my own complexity and my own mess and share it with another person and be received there? And AI removes all of that. Why does it remove all of that? Because there's no risk. There is no risk that AI is going to say, oh, you're a weirdo. Or like, oh God, really? You think that? There is no risk. So in there being no risk, there's also no growth. It's in fact like quite a toxic relationship. It's just constantly open and loving and compassionate, but you're never having to meet yourself. You're never having to meet yourself. And I think that if we continue on this path of like just slowly but surely, like putting things into ChatGPT or Claude or whatever, we're reducing our capacity to be in relationship with human beings. And like, it can start at a point where you're like, maybe you're just asking it something like that's quite gritty that you're a bit afraid to ask your partner or you're afraid to ask a friend. And then over time, maybe you just start asking it normal things. And what happens is your capacity to be in relationship with a human reduces, starts to atrophy. So we end up being very, very able to be in relationship with technology because there's no risk, there's no fear. And being in relationship with humans becomes really hard because humans are messy. Humans are messy. Like, the truth is, real intimacy, real connection is fucking terrifying. Why is it fucking terrifying? Because oftentimes we hold wounds that say like, oh God, when I'm fully myself, like people think I'm strange or they leave or someone's mean to me or they can't fully hold me or like my emotions are too much or I'm too much or whatever. Most of us hold that. So, of course, it feels simpler to vent to ChatGPT at 11 p.m. instead of turning around to our partner and saying, like, I'm really struggling right now, or like, I'm really afraid at work, or like, I'm feeling really disconnected from you right now, and I'm actually noticing myself feeling afraid that you don't like me anymore, or like that our relationship isn't feeling that great. It's much easier to go to a bot that does not have any judgment and will just continue to be like, you're great, than to ask the person that might leave. and to be in real connection. It's easier, right? But it doesn't help us in the long term. And right now, I've just come back from a silent meditation retreat, or I was for the weekend, and I came away from it so clear that what we desperately need right now, and this is not me saying, by the way, that we need to get rid of AI altogether. I think there are some incredible things that could come off the back of AI, but we desperately need more humanity. We desperately need to build our capacity to be with humans, to let ourselves be seen, to let ourselves be met, to sit with the deep discomfort of someone potentially rejecting us. We need that so deeply. Because otherwise, all that's going to happen is we're going to continue to chat to the chatbots. We're going to get really good at only opening up there, where it's 100% safe and nothing bad is ever going to happen. And our capacity to sit with the inevitable risk of being in relationship with another human being, platonic or romantic, completely disappears. And for high achievers or performers, the risk is even greater because your performance can stay intact. You can just keep being the shiny performer that's always got her shit together and is always great and everything's amazing. And you can keep doing that because you have an out clause. You can just go to the AI thing and talk to it about your angst and keep the illusion of being perfect to the world whilst simultaneously feeling deeply, deeply, deeply lonely. Because you know how we get rid of the existential loneliness that so many of us experience? By sharing the parts of ourselves that we're kind of embarrassed about with other people. That is how it heals. You might feel this. Like sometimes you start chatting to AI about something and you think it's helping, and then you come away and you're like, I kind of feel a bit empty, or I feel a bit like not fulfilled by that. Yeah, because you're not being met. You're not being met. Humans need other nervous systems to regulate with. We need that so deeply. We're not robots. We're mammals. We're mammals. So we really need to start to recognize that although there is beauty to having so much capacity at our fingertips with the proliferation of AI, we also need to recognize that we are mammals that need connection. We need to be met, to be witnessed. We need to sit with the discomfort of potentially being abandoned or left, by sharing our full selves and then realizing that we're not left, that we're okay. That is what heals. That is what heals. And for that guy on the episode, for him, he felt like he'd found something safe in the connection. And as she dived a little bit deeper, it turned out that he had had a really, really brutal breakup a few years before. And sometimes when we hold those types of wounds of like, oh God, I went through this huge heartbreak and it feels terrifying to open my heart again, because maybe they'll leave, maybe we'll break up. So it feels much safer to stay in the safe hands of technology rather than lean into the messiness of human relating. But there's so much beauty in human relating. There's so much beauty in our humanity. And it also takes courage to go there. At this silent retreat on the weekend, one of the teachers was saying, she was like, there's a real courage in meeting ourselves in a deeper way. And the most powerful way to do that is in relationship to another. It's really easy to live life on the surface. It's really easy to just go through the motions and just continue on and do the thing and get the job and have the pay and go on the holiday, blah, 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 blah. It's really easy to do that. A lot of people do that. Is it fulfilling? Maybe for some people. I don't truly believe that it is. And I believe that if you're listening to this podcast, there's probably a part of you that doesn't feel it is either. What's really fulfilling is meeting ourselves in depth, in connection. And letting ourselves sit with that icky discomfort of like, oh God, if I share this part of me, is it really okay? And then the other person being like, yeah, I feel that way too. That is the antidote to the AI boyfriend, my darling. Okay. I recognize this was a bit of a heavier episode than some of my others, but it's important. It's so important. So, my sweet love, go and do something human. Go and call someone, go and hug someone, go and tell someone your inner angst and let them hold you. Let yourself be in connection. And if you want to do that in a deeper way, you know where to find me. Sending you so much love. And I will speak to you very soon.